So today we're going to continue on with this by speaking a little bit more about the importance of knowledge. We need to understand, guys, that knowledge is the key to success. I look at this website, and alhamdulillah, our website is growing so much. We have so many new Muslims here, so many new people here eager to learn about their religion, so many Muslims here eager to get back to the basics of Islam. And I also see people coming here who are confused and unhappy. They're confused with themselves. They're confused about their lives. They're unhappy. They're miserable. And you can tell they're miserable because they can't sit here doing a lecture. They got to always ask questions about personal issues, their marriage, their life in general. Okay? And then they get offended because we tell them that we're not here to deal with their personal problems, or we don't care to hear of their personal situation. But instead of the people sticking around to learn, they leave. They leave. If you learn about your religion, then your life would change. The key to success in life is obtaining knowledge of your religion. As long as you have no knowledge of Islam, you're going to stay miserable. You're going to stay depressed. You're going to continue to be a victim of Shaitan. We have to understand, guys, that it is from the knowledge of Allah. It is from knowledge of Allah and knowing that He is the one who laid down the foundations of the heavens and earth. It means knowing that the answer to everything you can find right here. Right here from this religion. Right here from Islam. You want to know how to handle problems in your marriage? You want to know how to handle depression? You want to know how to deal with a husband who abuses you? Seek knowledge of your religion. Seek knowledge of our religion. We have to understand, guys, that seeking knowledge of this religion is a duty. It's a duty that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah has put on all of us. On the day of judgment, when you have to stand before Allah, Allah is not going to accept the excuse from you that you didn't know. We got Muslim women, guys. It makes me so sad because I'm a woman. I am a Muslim woman. It makes me angry, not sad, angry to see Muslim women so stupid and weak. It makes me mad to see a woman who claims to be Muslim who doesn't even know what her role is, who doesn't even know what's haram for her, who doesn't even know what she can and can't do on her menses, etc. This angers me. Because how can you be Muslim and not know these things? It's your job to seek knowledge of your religion. You can't just be a Muslim in name only. What is a Muslim in name only? It's nothing. You have to educate yourself about this religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, guys, in many hadiths, how important it is to seek knowledge. But unfortunately, many Muslims misinterpret these hadiths to mean something else. They take it to mean, okay, that means send my children to private universities. That means go to school and get a degree in engineering. There's nothing wrong with doing those things, but that is not what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant when he said seek knowledge. He's talking about knowledge about your religion. Knowledge about your religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the example of guidance and knowledge with which Allah has sent to me is like abundant rain falling on the earth. Some of the rain falls upon fertile soil that absorbs it and brings about vegetation. some of the rain falls on hard earth, which holds the water, and no one benefits from it. And then some of the rain falls and everybody benefits from it. This is how knowledge is. This is how knowledge is, and this is how knowledge is with those of us who claim to be Muslims. There are some of us who seek knowledge about this religion, and we benefit from it. We become better Muslims, better believers. There's other people who seek knowledge of this religion and they gain no benefits. They just sit here and absorb all these dates, all these hadiths, but they don't act on them. They don't practice them. Then there are some people who seek knowledge about this religion and they benefit, and in turn they share it with others and others benefit. We need to ask ourselves, which group do we fall in? Because all of us, we fall into one of those three categories. Which category do you fall in? Are you a person who seeks knowledge and you benefit, you become a better person? Or are you one who comes here to these classes every day, listen to these lectures every day, and you don't get no benefit? You still say, okay, let me go. Let me go back to my depressing life. No benefit whatsoever. Or are you a person who comes here and learns and you benefit and you say, okay, I'm going to share this with other people. I'm going to share it with my family too. Which category do you fall into? That's what we should be asking ourselves. Also, we have to understand, guys, being a Muslim is not just being Muslim in name only. We have to have knowledge of Allah. Knowledge of Allah. What this means is that we should know His names, His attributes. We should know what He expects of us. We should know what our rights are in regards to Him, what His rights are in regards to us. Then after we seek knowledge of Allah, then we should seek knowledge of the Quran. We should learn to read the Quran in Arabic. We should also try to memorize as many of the verses of the Quran as we can. Reading the Quran should be something common in every Muslim household. We should be teaching our children verses by the time they start talking. When they're 2 years old, teach them A'udhu Billahi Minashaitan Nirajim. Thirdly, we should also know about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Because Allah has told us that the best example that we have, guys, is the example of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want to know how to handle your life's problems? Look at how he dealt with his. Look at how the Sahaba dealt with their problems. You got a husband who ain't doing what he's supposed to do? Guess what? There were many men back in the days of the Prophet who were like that too. There were many women who came to the Prophet complaining because their husbands did not fulfill their obligations. What did those women do? They divorced them. They got rid of them. You're going through depression. You can't handle life's ups and downs. How did the Sahaba handle theirs? Because nobody has been tested more than they were. We need to learn the stories of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the stories of the Sahaba. We teach that class here at this website. And the reason why we teach this is so you guys can learn from them, from their struggles. You can become better, stronger believers from looking at them and how they handled problems which are similar to yours. So these are the types of knowledge that we should be seeking as Muslims. You should be seeking knowledge of Allah, seeking knowledge of the Quran, seeking knowledge of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions. And by doing this, you will see that your life will change. You will learn how to deal with your problems. You will learn how to get a grasp on things. Also, you'll develop self-esteem. And this is another problem with a lot of Muslims, guys, especially Muslim women. And again, it makes me sad to have to admit this. But I see a lot of weak women embracing this religion every day. Women who have no self-esteem. Women who have no umph about themselves. They come to this religion and they become vagabonds in it. And it's really embarrassing. We need to pick up ourselves. When you educate yourself about your religion, guess what? Your self-esteem will grow. You'll start to feel better about you. You'll start to love you. And then you will see how many of your personal problems disappear. Because with self-esteem comes the ability to stand up to a person who's wronging you. And tell them either you stop or I will stop you. So we need to reflect upon the knowledge of Islam, guys. You know, I get sick of these people coming here with these sad sob stories because I don't have time for it. And neither does any of the scholars here at this website. If you're miserable in your personal life, you better go learn about your religion and pick yourself up. But don't bring it here to us. Because we don't care to hear it. Okay? And I'm sure the other people here don't want to hear it either. We have to understand something, guys, too, about seeking knowledge. And we talked a little bit yesterday about how there's a difference between having knowledge of this religion and understanding. When you seek knowledge of this religion, you have to also pray to Allah to give you understanding of it. Because that's one of the things that distinguishes a hypocrite from a believer. A hypocrite is a person that may have knowledge of this religion, but he lacks in understanding. So you want to also, while you're seeking knowledge, you want to make dua that Allah also gives you understanding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever Allah wishes to do good to, He gives him understanding of this religion. And that's the motto here of our website. That's the motto that I use right here. If Allah wants to do good to a person, He blesses them with understanding of this religion. Because again, there's a lot of people out there with knowledge of Islam. But they don't have understanding of it. They don't act upon what they know. Okay? So you want to also, as you seek that knowledge of your religion, make dua asking Allah to also bless you with understanding, because He only gives this to those of us whom He chooses to give it to. So you need to ask Allah to bless you with that understanding. Another thing that we have to understand about knowledge, which is another big problem that many Muslims are suffering from today, is we have to be careful about speaking about Allah without knowledge. And this is a big problem, especially on the internet. You go to many chat rooms on the internet and you see all these people call themselves giving dawah. You see all these people speaking about Allah. And most of these people are speaking without knowledge. And we have to understand that to speak about Allah without knowledge is a major sin. It's a horrific sin. Whenever we talk about Allah and we talk about the Quran and we misquote verses of the Quran, this is a major sin. You'll find a lot of people, for example, look how many people misquote the fifth ayat of Surah Maidah. Allah says that lawful for you for marriage are the women who are the people of the book. That's what Allah said. That's what He meant. He said it's lawful for you to marry women who are Christians and Jews, as long as they are chaste. Look how many Muslims don't like this, and they try to add to it. Well, no, Allah meant the Christians back in the old days. That doesn't apply to today. Or no, Allah didn't mean that. He meant this. Astaghfirullah, this is a sin you are committing. You cannot sit up and speak about Allah's religion without knowledge, speak about Him without knowledge, twist His words around. And this is also a reason why me personally, at this website, I always tell you guys, if you want to know the tafsir of a Quranic verse, ask the scholars who speak Arabic. Me personally, I don't answer tafsir of the Quran questions. I don't. I always tell you guys, refer it to Sheikh Atlee. Refer it to Sheikh Saleem. Refer it to Sheikh Morsi. Refer it to Sheikh Ibrahim, because those are our Arabic speaking scholars. The same thing with Sheikh Youssef. He don't answer tafsir questions either. He tells you the same thing I tell you. Refer it to the other scholars, because guess what? Arabic ain't his language either. Okay? We have to be careful, guys, when we go around trying to give tafsir on Allah's words. Because if you don't give the tafsir correctly, you have committed a major sin. And you have changed the words of Allah. And anyone who does that will take their seats in hell. Allah says in the Quran, the interpretation, the meaning. Say, the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are all great evil sins and every kind of unlawful sexual intercourse, whether committed openly or secretly. Also unrighteous oppression and joining partners in worship with him, for which he has given no authority, and saying things about Allah of which you have no knowledge. That is the 7th surah of the Quran, the 33rd ayat. That is a major sin. As you can see, Allah has grouped speaking about Him without knowledge in the same category as committing illegal sexual intercourse. That shows how horrific a sin it is. It is also a sign of shirk. Anyone who sits around speaking about Allah without knowledge is a person who's committing shirk, because he is denying what Allah has confirmed. He is declaring something as being false that is true, or true that is false. We have to really be careful with this, guys. And this is what you find on the internet in a lot of these so-called Islam chat rooms. You see a bunch of unqualified, unknown people sitting up, giving rulings on Islam, and they don't even understand how to spell it. Or they're sitting there speaking without knowledge. They're not giving you no evidence of support, nothing that they say. They're giving you nothing but their own opinion. And this is a sin. We cannot twist Allah's words around to mean what we want them to mean. And we cannot sit around issuing Islamic decisions based on our misinterpretation or our own opinion. And this is what makes this website different than all the others too, because guess what? We have real sheikhs here. Licensed, qualified. Sheikh Morsi is a true scholar of Islam. He studied underneath Sheikh Elbani and the best. Sheikh Atlee is another qualified scholar of Islam. So is Sheikh Saleem Morgan. So is Sheikh Ibrahim Zidane. All the scholars here are bona fide. And those of us who teach, we are students of one of them. Anything that I teach you guys, my stuff is pre-approved. Okay? I am a student of Sheikh Morsi and a student of Sheikh Atlee now. Okay? You got other people sitting up on the internet who ain't students of nothing, sitting up just talking about this religion and misleading people. Misleading people. Telling people stuff like the beard is not farred. You got people telling you that a beard is only sunnah. These people are going to take their seats in hell for this. Abu Bakr once said, "What earth would give me a place to live? And what sky would shade me if I should speak about the Quran with my opinion or by something that I don't know?" Umar, radiallahu anhu, said, "Beware of using your opinion in religious matters." And Ibn Abbas said, "All that there is to follow and obey is the book of Allah and the sunnah of his prophet. Whoever makes any statement after these two, according to his opinion, then you will not find amongst his good deeds anything which is good." So we have to beware of this, guys. We have to beware of the sin of speaking about Allah or his religion without knowledge, putting our opinion in things. Another example, you don't like polygamy. So because you don't like polygamy, you make up your own stuff. You sit up and say, "Oh yeah, a man can have more than one wife, but he got to get the first wife's permission." Who told you that? Or he can have more than one wife, but she got to be, it can't be unless the wife can't have children. Where did this nonsense come from? You're adding stuff to this religion that Allah did not add. Allah didn't say a man need anybody's permission or approval. And he didn't say anything about the woman not being able to have children. He said a man can do it and that's it. He don't owe you an explanation. But because of our opinion, because we don't like something, we sit up and add our opinions to it. And this is why there's going to be many of us sitting in hellfire, because we do this. Because we do this. So that's why I am always stressing here to you guys to be careful when it comes to speaking about this religion. Be careful when it comes to issuing verdicts. Be careful when it comes to answering questions about Islam, because you guys see our scholars run from questions, just like Umar used to run from them. Nobody likes to sit around answering questions. So who are you? And these guys are scholars. These are men who have studied underneath well-known scholars. You ain't studied underneath nobody, so how dare you sit here and call yourself going to give tafsir on an ayah of the Quran? Or are you going to try to give your interpretation of a hadith? Who are you? We need to be careful of this, guys. Be careful of this. It's important to seek knowledge of our religion. It's important to ask Allah to give us understanding. And it's also important to remember that you don't sit around speaking about this religion if you ain't qualified to do so. Be careful of that. Because what you would do is run some people away. You'll run many people away. Okay, I want to stop right here for today. And then tomorrow we'll continue with the next chapter, which talks about how to deal with weakness of iman. We talked about this before, but we're going to do a quick rundown of how to deal with weakness of faith. And again, the people who need to hear it, they never stay. They come here and complain that their life is depressing. And oh, by the way, my leg hurts, goodbye. But guess what? Your life will remain depressing until you stop looking for a cop-out and learn how to stand up, be a woman or be a man, and be held accountable. And learn about your religion. And stop perpetrating this Islam, making us look stupid and making us look ignorant and bad. And stand up and be a real believing Muslim. Learn about your religion and deal with your personal problems. Okay? So we're going to stop right here for the day. And if you guys have any questions, inshallah, go ahead and ask them.